time now for Playing Doctor Podcast, brought to you by Internet. Did you internet today? See your local dealer for details.
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're Playing Doctor. Playing Doctor is our podcast where we watch and discuss episodes of Doctor Who. I almost said weekly, and it hasn't been weekly.
And that would be a lie.
It hasn't been weekly in years.
I would like to dispute that. It was the weekly while I was on it.
It was
weekly with an A.
Oh, okay.
So tonight,
fine, be like that.
I
so
will.
Tonight we're doing something a little different. We're live at Intervention, and instead of doing one of our convention shows where we have brackets or we have, you know, who's the worst or who's the best in 50 years that we've done, tonight we're just going to do a regular episode like we do for our regular episodes. And we're crossing
the
time streams.
A regular episode?
A regular episode.
Unlike the irregular episodes that we sometimes do.
That we often put out.
You may need a laxative.
Now, join
us. I went with Bran. You went with laxative. That's why we don't talk about you.
So, joining us, as you can already tell.
They let me out of the basement, folks.
Future me, Ben Taylor.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you for letting me out of the basement this week.
You're welcome.
You know, we had to clean it.
Yeah.
And so bring you out and we hose it down.
It's like they dangle a big old bottle of Jack Daniels on a string and I like roll up the stairs.
Come on up the stairs. There you go. Now, you've brought a new detail of our regenerations to my attention.
Yeah, I had this whole thing with some really awful companion entering my time stream, and I discovered a regeneration we just don't talk about.
We have our own war doctor.
We have our own war doctor, and his name is C.W. Cobalt.
So joining us is C.W. Cobalt.
I'm delighted to destroy your show.
Thank you.
It can't
we're
get
not
any
good
more
enough
destroyed.
At it.
I've been on it.
Now, most of our listeners already know Ben, so that introduction we'll have to do. But now let's introduce C.W. a little better. We just finished a panel with you here at Intervention. We've been on panels with you before, usually about Doctor Who. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I make art and obsess on Doctor Who. I don't make fan art. I make conceptual art, but perhaps this podcast in itself is a piece of conceptual art.
I think it is.
Nope.
Slightly off
abstract.
The topic. I'm the director of programming at Regeneration Who. And I was put in as that because I'm just obsessive about Doctor Who. So I hope I bring some value and some excitement to you.
I will say that Regeneration Who was probably one of the best programmed conventions I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm not just saying that to hopefully, you know, score some points for
is
next year.
Is it your
year.
First Doctor Who convention?
It was.
That's perfect.
No, I've gone though. We've had Doctor Who heavy conventions in the past where you would have a Star Trek Doctor Who contingency. I don't see too many Star Wars Doctor Who conventions where they team up. So don't know why. But no, I definitely had a blast. Our listeners, of course, remember those, two episodes we did there?
Sure.
So let's go with that.
Something like that.
The Neff Fountain. We had our talk with Neff Fountain. Which Ben helped us out with, and behind the scenes, CW helped us out, so thanks for that. And then we also did our brackets last year. So
what
tonight,
did we do
though,
with the ones we don't want to see come back anytime
right.
soon.
The companion
worst
we don't want to see.
No, it was the villain. The villain.
Worst villain. Yeah.
Oh, we did worst companions at Intervention
here
last year.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was probably like three episodes ago.
Spoiler.
Speaking of worst companions.
Yes.
Speaking of worst companions, let's talk about the episode Black Orchid today.
Yes, because that's why we have such a powerhouse. We decided to cross the time streams, go back to a Peter Davison episode, which I consider to be one of the best episodes of Peter Davison's run. And I will tell you why. It's a historical.
Okay.
There's no space monsters. Everything is contained from Earth. Right.
I do have a question before you go any further.
Yes.
Have you actually watched the episode?
Yes.
Okay.
Many times.
Are you delusional?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you believing him when he says no?
This episode was so much my favorite that when the 11th Doctor episode, 10th Doctor episode, Wasp and the Unicorn came along, it had so much of a vibe to it of being, I don't know, that time frame being familiar to me because of Black Orchid. That became one of my favorite New Who episodes.
Janet Fielding is very pretty.
Yes. Yes, she is. So many positive comments. Oh, my God. Now, I'm taking it, though.
Sarah Sutton is also very, very lovely.
Yes, and that has absolutely nothing to do with the way the episode is written or why it sucks.
So you're saying watch this episode with the volume turned down?
No, I'm just saying download pictures of Sarah Sutton and Jeanette Fielding off the internet and save yourself the bandwidth.
I like to watch Jeanette Fielding doing the Charleston, though.
Then download a GIF.
She's doing the Charleston. And then Sarah Sutton also does the Charleston. So this is a very important episode.
The Charleston episode. And I just took a trip to Charleston. So
you guys are making me hate you right now.
Well, that's what we're here for, Ben.
He's just letting you hate him.
If you can't hate yourself, who can you hate?
This is
Chris
a
bad Otto. Guy.
Shout outs to Chris in the back.
So why do you hate this episode? Well, first let me get Ginny's opinion, because I think I've discovered that my panelists here have some hatred. But Ginny, what do you think?
I thought it was actually a pretty good episode. It's like a murder mystery kind of thing. It's not a typical Doctor Who episode, but I enjoyed it. And I think it may be the only Peter Davison episode that I've ever seen, so I don't have anything else to compare it to.
Okay.
For him.
I liked it, actually. I don't dislike
okay.
It.
Okay, so that's three.
But
to,
I
three
most
to one.
Particularly like
this
Janet
is why
Fielding
we don't
and
talk
Sarah
about
Sutton
you.
Doing the Charleston.
Okay. So Ben, since you are in the minority, tell us why this was such a horrible episode.
It exists.
You can't just say that.
No, but like someone had the concept of this episode. They wrote this script, and someone looked at it and went, "Yeah, we can make this." They didn't go, this needs an editor.
Well, they probably, that's probably why it's only two episodes.
But that's the problem, that it's only two episodes. It's like the middle four episodes of the story are missing. Because you have this first episode one where there's this weird, like, Nyssa, Adric, love tease thing going on. And then it just goes away. There's nothing in between.
See, I didn't really pick up on
I didn't
any kind
either.
Of Adric Nyssa thing.
There's a great moment where she calls him a pig. He's like stuffing his face.
The whole those two right. dancing and together and the way yeah. she's like, you should ask me to dance right now, and like it's no.
I don't think that was overly.
It's there because you saw it five times.
No, yeah. It's there because that's what we used to do at school to get girls to dance with us.
Ask them to dance? I mean, what was the other method of getting girls to dance with
no,
you?
No, like
throw rocks
like
at them?
Girls would literally come up to you at school dances and be like, you should ask me to dance right now. And if you got to dance with you, you would be their boyfriend the next day. Like, that's the way it worked in England.
Okay.
Right?
You're kind of right. I remember this in eighth grade.
Right? That's what that entire thing was for me.
I have no experience with this whatsoever. Yeah,
and then there was this moment of just like, she sees him eating. And then it's gone. And there's suddenly this weird Indian person with a really fake fat lip. And
even faker voice.
It's just like... who, like... When you look at coherent stories, mm-hmm. the first Doctor Who coherent story to come out your mouth is never Black Orchid.
Well, no.
Because it's about as coherent as... Colin Baker's coat.
Well, the guy's in their locked room. He unties himself. He goes.
Okay.
And then that's
they need to find. And I don't know what the scouting situation in Great Britain is. I thought you guys invented it.
Scouting
with the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Right. And
this guy called Baden Powell.
Yes. And in the United States, though, we took things a little crazy. And
as you usually do.
And we taught our scouts how to tie knots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Apparently, no one in Britain picked up on that.
Did you miss the fact that the dude tying him up was a native Indian from another country?
Did they not have knots in the jungle?
And therefore, they didn't go to the scouts in England, Ben.
But they were English
your
ropes. They were English ropes, sir. They were English ropes.
Ropes don't tie themselves, moron!
Well, apparently, everyone in that castle thought they did, because every time, what's the guy's name? Was it George?
Who cares?
He gurgly face.
He was either an idiot or he died. That's all there is in this episode.
There is the Charleston.
There is the Charleston.
There is. Let you know. Adric should have danced.
Yes, he should have.
What's wrong with that guy?
He's an idiot.
He's a teenage boy who's interested in food.
He was more interested in food than Sarah Sutton, who was like, you should dance with me.
I'd also point out, not just one Sarah Sutton, but two Sarah Suttons.
And she called him, and my favorite moment, actually, for real, the episode, other than Janet Fielding doing the Charles, was...
I would like to apologize for every man on the panel.
When he had his plate of food, and he wouldn't dance with her, and she goes, you... pig! And she says it was such she's a viper, man.
Yes, she's offended that she doesn't want to dance with her because there's this weird subplot thing there.
It's there. I agree with you. But doesn't that undermine your entire thesis that there's...
No. Because there's this subplot thing.
Oh, because they...
And then it just... Like,
but it lasted.
But my point is, it's just never referenced again. Like, there's clearly an end to this whole, like, what's going on. But, like, they just never talk about it. It's like the War Doctor or something. It's like it never happened. It's like the 1996 movie.
I also thought that the constable was trying to put the moves
on Janet Fielding
because he was like, you know, he was like really trying.
And she was dancing with him the entire time.
I took it the complete other way.
She was putting the moves on him.
Was putting the moves on the constable.
Yeah. I think maybe there was kind of a mutual, you know.
There's a mutual moving thing going on. Yeah.
There were moves being put and moves being received, and it was a very moving episode, except when you consider the
Adric.
Look, I gotta do it.
It was moving when they were doing the Charleston, let me tell you.
And by it, do you mean your penis?
Oh my goodness, people.
Yes.
I don't use that on Doctor Who.
I don't use that.
I don't use it on podcasts either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, see...
Usually.
If you were going to use it on any podcast, it would be...
It would be this one.
Podcast.
So where were we?
I don't know. You started talking about genitals.
About...
I'm trying to keep this innocent here.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and then the entire resolution of the fact and how the Doctor gets out of it, he's like, would you like to come aboard the TARDIS? That's how he gets out of the problem.
Now, see, this...
Would you like to come aboard the TARDIS and do the Charleston?
No.
That's a euphemism if I've ever heard one.
That's the definition of bad touch.
I'm aboard the TARDIS, if you know what I mean.
You all come inside. Everybody, come on. They had a scene. It was like, you come in, too.
It was bigger on the inside.
Like, what's going on?
It's infinitely big.
It was like the Club 54 of its day.
Yeah.
Studio 54. Jesus, I missed it. Yeah. Thank you. Lauren is in the audience now mocking me.
There's club sandwiches and there's Studio 54.
Yes, Studio 54. No, my thing...
They had club sandwiches at Studio 54 while doing the Charleston.
The man is obsessed.
I like that
thing,
part about
dude,
the episode.
It's his thing.
Did you notice?
Apparently the best part.
Was Janet Fielding and...
apparently, yes.
Okay. No, but throughout the Tom Baker years, one of the things when I was young watching this the first time I would always get frustrated about was that the Doctor would show up somewhere, he would step out of the TARDIS, someone would scream in the distance, there would be a dead body, and now he and Romana or he and whoever would instantly be blamed for it because they're the strangers, right?
Isn't that how it works? This is America.
My solution is you step out of the TARDIS, you look down and go, wow, there may be trouble. You step back in, short episode,
moving on. Have you met the Doctor?
Exactly. So that's why.
It would be a very boring
episode. Can we also
talk
about the fact?
But he would never talk about that he was the Doctor. He would never mention the whole Time Lord, the whole, oh, here's my TARDIS. I'm from another time. I'm from another planet. And it was like, that seems like it would be the simple solution. So finally, Peter Davison in this episode.
Until he gets committed.
Went to the. Well, no, he took them and said, hey, look, here's my time machine. They open it up. There is a time machine.
But, can we talk about the fact it's two 25 minute episodes?
Yes.
And the first 15 minutes of the first episode is
a guy
all
in bed
cricket.
Gurgling?
All cricket.
Oh, my God. Yes. This is part of what makes it my favorite episode of all time.
I thought Peter Davison looked a little awkward when he was pitching the cricket ball.
Because he was.
Bowling.
He was bowling?
He was bowling. You don't.
Kind of like,
you don't pitch, you bowl.
Yes.
Oh. Who cares? It's not baseball.
I don't know what he looked like.
America.
What is pitch on the football?
No, it's the pitch. Between the wickets is the pitch.
Yep. The whole field is the pitch.
Well, then what's the area between the
I can't remember the name of what's on there. It's been a long day. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It seemed awkward.
I've literally been like podcasting for 12 hours at this point.
Movements that Jenna Fielding was making. There was a dichotomy between the awkward pitching of the bowling
and your awkward boner.
Of Peter Davison and Janet Fielding's finesse at doing the Charleston.
Gave you an awkward boner.
I don't use that.
No.
I wouldn't exactly call it awkward.
Have you ever actually seen...
Prominent, maybe.
Have you ever actually seen a cricket match?
No. My only experience with cricket was Peter Davison and Black Market for real.
So this right, boom, those 15 minutes,
and
that's
think
all
that's
the
why
cricket.
It pissed me off so much.
I thought at first it was a wiffle ball match. And they were playing wiffle ball. And then
just
I saw
very
him doing
wrong.
Crazy, like, bird movements while he was throwing the thing.
Now, do you watch baseball,
And
though?
Then he had these weird things on his legs that were way up, like they looked like kind
they're called
of
pads
made out of plastic rubber or something.
They're cool pads. Your rugby players wear them.
I don't know. What's rugby?
It's a good sport.
Sort of sports ball.
Do they dance to Charleston during that?
No. What do you think rugby
I might
is?
Watch it.
Well, they do have hookers.
Hookers?
Yeah, in rugby. There's a position called the hooker.
Do they dance to Charleston?
Oh, yeah.
But they pitch.
No, they don't.
Oh, they catch?
No.
Okay. Am I missing something?
No.
The point.
Do hookers play?
I would refer to Jenny on that question.
Okay.
It was never a podcast. And in all fairness, we've been telling them to add it to the podcast for like three to the program for like 3 years now.
Yeah.
I just like people who dance.
Do you have a history of dance?
Do you like your dances safe?
Safe. I only like Janet Fielding dancing to
Charleston. So if we could arrange for Janet Fielding to be at a Doctor Who convention in Charleston.
Or in, like,
that's
I don't know,
works.
Hunt Valley in Maryland.
To dance the Charleston. We could bring Charleston to Hunt Valley. Could that be arranged?
Can you bring Charleston, Heston?
Mwah, mwah.
No, because someone's already taken his gun out of his cold dead hand, and so that's no longer an option.
Quote, CW.
Can I please bring up why, if this is their beloved older son who came back damaged from his adventures in, you know, the Amazon, why did they lock him up and tie him up in the attic?
Oh, I've got this.
They were having a party.
They're British.
I got the sense they kept him up there, like, all the time.
Yes.
Because people didn't even know that he was there.
Because the British, much like this in America in the South... When we have things like that in the family, you don't announce it to the world. You lock them up, and you don't bring them out when there's company
and
over.
That's why we ship them all to Australia.
And that's why we keep you in the basement, Ben.
That is why I'm kept in the basement.
See, this is making
it's
more
not
sense.
Merely for Jenny's pleasure.
Left. That's a left turn.
No. The episode's called Turn Right. Turn left, sorry.
Want to make you dance the Charleston later?
Yes. Back to Black Orchid.
Giggity.
Yes.
Other than the Charleston dance, which I think is
point. We've got the point.
You love it.
Got it.
I thought that Black Orchid was an archetypical episode for Davison's Doctor. In all seriousness, there's a lot of episodes. Kenda is one. Or is it pronounced Kinda or Kenda?
Kinda.
Kinda.
Where he shows up and
it's where the eggs come
in
from.
A cell, or he gets lost in a corridor, or gets confused or accused of something. And I when I watched Black Orchid, I said to myself, what does Peter Davison's Doctor do?
Nothing, apparently.
As a hero in this. And it's, in all seriousness, he has a good game of cricket. And then all he does is climb up the house and say, let her go, please. And and that's it. That's how effective Peter Davison is. Otherwise, he gets framed for murder.
Yeah.
He loses the TARDIS. All this.
He doesn't even think to show them the TARDIS until someone else, like, mentions it.
So I like Peter Davison's performance on Big Finish enormously, but whenever I watch one of his televised episodes, I'm constantly going, this guy is just like, I would not get in the TARDIS with this guy, because the first thing that would happen is we'd get locked up, or I'd get Spectrox poisoning or something terrible, and it would just go wrong.
And look at me, I'm wearing a vegetable.
It did strike me at some point early on in this episode that this is probably the most English I have ever seen in a single episode of Doctor Who. They start out playing cricket.
Yep.
They have a little party out on the lawn.
They have afternoon tea.
Like, they didn't have a tea party at any point. They didn't stop for tea. They were, and you know, he gets accused of murder, and he basically just apologizes and moves on. Like, this is just so.
That would be Canadian.
Same thing.
No. Very much not.
Yeah, same thing.
No,
same
Canadians thing. Willingly harbor French people.
Ah. That is a big difference.
Gotcha there.
Difference. Yeah, got me. Okay.
Get wrecked, nerd.
So. No, see, my thing is, though, I think the Englishness of this episode is what drew me to it.
I hate about it.
Well, okay. But we have to, I don't know, delve into your deep psychological trauma at a later time. I mean, that's why I hate the South.
I remember watching it when I was growing up, and I'm like, this isn't what England is like.
Well, not now.
No, it wasn't then either.
In 1925? How do you know?
Because we have these things called books. You might want to try reading one sometime.
Well, books lie.
The point is
the Black Orchid was a book.
The point is it was the way England was for a very, 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 very small percentage of people.
Yes.
And when I was watching that when I was growing up, I just thought, well, these guys are a bunch of wankers.
Right. Didn't you see Trainspotting? They pretty much, you know, went
most
on
of the
that
people
point.
In Trainspotting are Scottish.
Yes.
That isn't England.
And
yes,
they said the
but
English
they
are wankers.
But they went ahead and reaffirmed your idea that the English are wankers.
That small subset of the English are wankers. It just.
I won't watch Trainspotting because it doesn't have Jenna Fielding and Sarah Connor.
And there is no Charleston in that movie.
No, boycott.
Boycott the movie. So is that going to be your stance now, is that you will boycott any film that does not have the Charleston in it?
Only if it comes up on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Got you. Now, as far as other television programs.
Only if it comes up on this podcast.
Only if
it,
so, now, is the rest of Doctor Who tainted by its lack of the Charleston?
No, I like other scenes with Janet Fielding and Sarah Sutton as well.
Taint.
Now, this was something to point out, though, mentioning that, since we're in Maryland. This was during the prohibition of hugging on the TARDIS, because this is one of the first episodes that we've talked about Peter Davison on the show. And Peter Davison being at the time the youngest Doctor, he was 29, I want to say, when he took the role. And
28. I think he was 28 when he was cast, 29 when he started filming.
And during this time, he had two very young, lovely assistants.
And he wasn't allowed to put his arm around either of them in case people thought there was hanky-panky going on the TARDIS.
Which but
he
one of could the best hug, things about this era.
But he could hug Adric.
He could hug Adric all he wanted.
And Adric could apparently, or Nyssa could apparently want to dance really badly with Adric.
You pig!
That's what she said.
And like Janet Fielding was allowed to do the Charleston while talking to a much older man.
Yes, but not the doctor.
Yes.
So, well,
so it's completely the opposite of the Rose era, where every companion had to be a love interest, which I can't really say anything bad about that, you know?
Donna would like to have a word with you.
Donna, well, I'm not saying
which
it was
brings
optimal.
Up my other favorite episode, which ties into this episode, Wasp and the Unicorn, and the infamous kiss between Doctor and Donna.
Okay, what's your point?
That had nothing. It's not like they were romantic. You're just being a jerk.
She did. She did it because it was the last thing he would ever expect.
She might as well just smacked him in the face.
Like she might
as well
just like wailed back and kicked him in the nards. And the only reason she probably didn't do that is she knew he was a spaceman, so he didn't know where his nards were.
You can't judge where they keep them, yes.
Can I bring up something else about Black Orchid besides
if you say the word Charleston, I will leap over this table and I will whoop your ass.
Well, he did say what's besides. That?
I thought I was very annoyed by Peter Davison's mask.
Oh, it was horrible.
I found that mask to be just so irritating that every time it was on the screen, I wanted to shut the television off.
Yes.
It annoyed me. And I also found Peter Davison's posture was interesting. He always, seriously, if you watch this, he's defeated almost the whole episode. His shoulders are like...
What was the episode right before this?
The Visitation. So he had just recently burned down London in 1666.
So that's probably what was going on. He was probably having a little...
He's a little bummed.
Not been the best week.
He also... that was
Dear
also...
Diary, just burned down London.
Also lost my
very,
sonic screwdriver.
The bad day, signed the doctor.
And they talk about that at the beginning of the episode. Nissa's like, are you sure we should go outside of the TARDIS? Because last time you burned down London. She doesn't say it that funny, but right. She just kind of says that. And he goes, that would have happened anyway.
Yeah, whether
yeah, but
we'd
but
been
the way
there
he says it, he's not sure.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then one of them's like, are you sure? I think.
And he's just like,
Tegan's like, are you sure about that? And he's like,
It works.
I have a floppy hat.
I'm a Time Lord. You have to believe what I say. Whatever.
Let's go play cricket. What? But that worked. It's, I don't know. And the episode after this, I believe, is.
And then there was that shoehorning of the reference of the master in there.
Oh.
After the cricket game, it's like, the master himself. And Peter Davison.
What? You know, the other doctor.
Himself. It's like, W.C. Grace, old boy. Oh, quite spiffing. What?
Like, he's so fucking stupid in it. Like, there's one point where they're like, well, you know, what's your real name? And he's like, well.
Why can't you just say.
That's hard to explain. Why didn't you just say.
John Smith.
Yeah. Why didn't you just say. I'm Dr. John Smith, and just be done with it. And but he's like, oh, but you know, you won't believe me. Well, I travel in a time machine
because of the speed of plot.
He's totally
no.
That guy.
Because here's what happened, and this was the long here game comes. All the time. Okay, here's my theory. We saw time crash. Correct?
I swear to God, if you mention long game in Charleston, I will leap over this table.
So we saw time crash where Peter Davison meets David Tennant. Right? He's pulled to the future. So he is now made aware of future events. And he knows the importance of keeping his name secret for the time lock. And now as he's brought back to the
Except
events of
the
Black
whole
Orchid.
Linda comment.
Well, that's just there.
You were
causing like completely diffuses
right
your entire
now.
Theory. Because people know him well enough, you know, for Linda to follow around a face of the Doctor that no one had ever seen to that point.
I enjoyed this episode, especially Janet Fielding dancing the Charleston. I think
see,
it's catching.
You know, I
she's probably spreading it.
Wow, Jesus!
What?
Spreading the word of the Charleston?
Oh, good God!
By
you
gumption,
dirty, dirty people! Not that I set that joke up or anything.
I completely lost my train of thought. I hated the mask.
Yeah, I hated the mask. Did you notice
what's Jim Carrey ever done to you?
What was the problem, though, with the costume?
I'm stealing his jokes.
Is George, whoever the older brother is, who was the tied-up monster in this episode, when he has the costume on and the mask on, he's bulging out of the suit. I mean, the buttons are
and
stretched.
He's like a foot taller than the doctor.
Exactly. He's got these huge arms. The mask is actually contorted to fit his deformed face.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but he goes out and he dances very... smoothly.
He fools and whatever, and he's like dances with her inside the house and whatever. And then 2 seconds later, he's like,
if
moving around like he's in molasses.
Yeah. And no offense, but she deserved to die.
Yes.
Because if you're at, and I'm not saying she deserved, but like if she'd have died, I would have been surprised. If you're at a party and you have the chief of police at the party and there are partygoers everywhere, when the most valuable thing ever like dances into a building with someone you don't see their face of, you pay attention. Like the police were just like, ah, bah, 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 bah.
The problem and why I think she should have possibly died or took all the punishment that she had given to her, when the mystery monster man...
I'm being good.
When he chokes out the servant and kills the guy, breaks his neck, right? Yeah.
She just stands there.
And it wasn't like she was so much in shock that she stood there and passed out. From
she
the shock of it,
die.
She watched the guy, and then only after the servant was dead, then she goes, okay, now I'm going to pass out.
I kind of got that, though. I actually kind of got that. Like, if
well,
there's
seeing someone being choked, and then there's realizing
someone's
dead. If
something was happening
dead.
That was so shocking to your English sensibilities as upper-class stiff lip or whatever she had,
right?
She probably would have
frozen
out of, like, what is going on? Like, what am I seeing here? And as soon as she realized, she froze.
Right.
As soon as she realized it, she fainted. So
There's also a big difference between seeing someone getting choked and then realizing the guy's dead.
But either way, if someone's getting choked by the guy who is kidnapping you, or if he's killing him, regardless of what's happening, you've already accepted that you're not going to be much help in this situation.
You run the fuck away.
Yeah, you run back outside to the patio to the chief of police and go, oh, bother, let me faint. You know, and then they know.
You're thinking logically, though, but I'm saying like...
Oh, but because a woman was involved, it wasn't logical? Are you saying women are not logical, Mr. Cobalt?
You know,
is that what you're saying to this panel?
I'm saying that Sarah Sutton made an interesting choice, which was to freeze up.
And then dance to Charleston.
Because if it was Nyssa...
Yes.
Nyssa would have been like, whoa, dude.
Out.
Nyssa would have like picked up a chair and beaten the dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was Sarah Sutton's choice to be
play
like
her.
Basically somebody, this character, probably the most dangerous thing she saw in her life was like a butterfly flew close to her face.
You know, so it was Sarah Sutton's decision and not like the writers.
I think so. Well.
Or the director, or the editor, or...
I think it was Sarah Sutton's decision.
Are you sure she didn't just want to dance to Charleston?
Like, don't bring it up if you're going to get mad when he brings it up.
No, good I'm point. Now rubbing it in his face.
I kind of like it, that. Especially once Janet danced to Charleston, because she did a whole demo with that pretty cool...
Uh-huh.
Like dress that had like
I actually saw that cosplayed at Regen.
I would have been very excited to see
no
that.
You would not this cosplayed. Yeah no,
she was like a child.
Yeah, it was, she was like six.
that's
what I said. No
that
no
that doesn't stop you appreciating how awesome a 6-year-old is to reference the Black Orchid,
right? She was in the costume. the little,
because when I was 6 year old
thing.
I was like black what yeah no
Janet Fielding was of age at the time she danced the Charleston in that.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Important distinction. He's very obsessed with
you. Obsessed much?
You would have done well in the 20s, possibly.
I would, especially if Janet Fielding and Sarah Sutton were with me.
In the 20s. Okay. This may be why...
Security?
I just would like to dance with them.
This may be why we've forgotten you as
phrasing,
a generation.
Come on!
Did anybody else pick up that this was kind of like almost a swingers party?
And you said that I detected a weird undertone.
Yes.
Everyone put their keys in the bowl before you. What? No. That's the other con.
I'm just saying, I saw like this turning into like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of a party in Black Orchid.
Well, that explains the mask, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that just mean the Black Orchid is Scientology?
Yes.
Ooh, now it's deep.
And if you see anything, they'll cut your tongue out or give you a really fat lip.
The symbolism's all there. This was the prequel to Eyes Wide Shut.
I did, you know, I mean, one of the things
I do
that
not remember being this stupid
is the subtext of, you know, he was talking about Adric and Nyssa, but the Jenna Fielding and the constable.
The constable, mm-hmm. Yes. Sergeant.
Constable. And there was this kind of, you know, a little bit of attention there, a little flirty thing. And I
that's what I picked up on.
What I liked about the episode is it was the Doctor just landing with his TARDIS team and just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's play cricket and have a barbecue. Let's chill out. Oops.
Yeah.
I'm lost in a corridor.
I was about to say,
so
maybe
ineffectual.
Is that why they they seem like to relax and be able to like flirt with each other, because this is the first time in a while that they've been able to just sit there and have fun and
to not be
relax.
Running for a bloody Dalek?
Yeah. Setting like things on fire.
I like that part.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, seeing them as humans.
This was right after Tegan had decided to stay with the crew.
Yep.
Because up until this point, she was constantly harassing the Doctor.
When are you
going to
get
home?
Me to Heathrow or Gatwick?
Like, you don't have to. She's like, you don't have to take me home. I told you don't have to take me somewhere else now.
Well, now in the previous episode,
I'm a golden Australian.
Well, in the previous episode, they had landed at Heathrow in 1666. And there was, you know, the airport was not yet constructed. There was the sign, you know, coming soon.
Coming soon.
Under
Outback.
Yeah.
But here's something else that was curious about this episode.
You just
Peter
snorted.
Davison is ineffectual at getting the TARDIS anywhere it's supposed to be, but suddenly he can do a short hop.
Yes, this was.
He's like, oh, I can get there sooner at this exact time in this exact place.
Yes,
precisely.
Yes.
Boop boop boop.
I've always had that trouble with the Doctor and the TARDIS. Like, even in the more modern episodes, sometimes he'll be off by 1,000 years, and sometimes he can land in somebody's bedroom.
Yeah. Yep. We actually
or
talked about that recently.
A taxi.
Yeah.
He can pilot it that precisely. That he can
but
fly it right next to
we saw, though, the strain that puts on the TARDIS, flying it next to a taxi.
Yeah.
I mean, she was blowing up pretty good during that scene. Mm,
true.
Where, I mean, at this point, though, with Peter Davison, though, prior to this, we had not seen precision flying with the TARDIS that often.
I don't remember ever seeing precision flying with the TARDIS. Is there a precision?
Well, with Adric. The episode that introduced Adric, the TARDIS was parked in
the mountains
above.
Therefore, the worst episode in Doctor Who history. by sheer, it brought it in.
We know that you're a huge fan of Adric and his departure.
Maybe
from the show.
CW would like to watch Adric doing the Charleston.
He's a fat pig who just wants to eat.
You pig!
I love how it gets more British each time it's said on the show. That works.
I was, and it's the same time I was going, you idiots! You could dance the Charleston with Sarah Sutton right now! And you'd rather have a cracker!
Don't do that.
I mean,
it wasn't a cracker, it was a plate full of barbecue. No.
It wasn't barbecue.
It was probably caviar.
We do now.
Or what was it?
It was cooked food.
Right, it was barbecue.
No, in order to be barbecue, they have to have the application of several key things. One being long cooking over low heat to produce smoke.
It was off screen.
You didn't see that part. That was actually,
I'm more Texan than anything that appeared in that episode.
I'll tell you what, it was cooking in the TARDIS. Come on in.
Yeehaw!
You could slow cook it in the TARDIS for a long time and then take it back.
Freezing! Come on!
I don't know where that went. I honestly...
Freezing! Come on!
I've now completely lost all control of the show.
Is Charleston an American dance or is it a British dance? It's an American dance.
I thought it was American.
Sure, it's from Charleston.
I don't give a shit.
Well.
Maybe West Virginia, even.
The only reason we keep you in the basement is whenever we have a question about what was going on in 1925 England. Get Ben. So,
get
and next time I'm going to hit you in the face with a sign that says, fucking Google it. You son of a bitch. I'm sorry.
I don't know if these jammy Dodgers are off. Get Ben.
Jammy Dodgers.
Bring out the gimp.
That's not cricket.
No, but it is the Charleston.
Wait, do you see what I do with the bat?
Oh, God. Not again.
Oh, Lord help us.
So what was the best moment of Black Orchid?
The end credits.
No.
You know which scene it was for me.
It was that one scene where the dude was tied up on the bed, right?
See, I'm torn between my two favorite scenes. Between the cricket match or the doctor getting lost in the corridor. In this little secret priest hole. Right, because when he goes into the hidden
in his underwear,
in a bathrobe. But he goes into the little secret.
I think he was nude under the bathrobe.
Yes,
one could hope.
Don't give a shit.
But he's
going. You want him to dance the Charleston one? Is that it?
This is his first full adventure without the sonic screwdriver.
Some do those cricket moves without,
and so he couldn't. You've never seen someone bowl cricket before, have you? I'm going to send you tapes so you can see how.
Are they all like that?
A little, yeah.
Do you think Janet Fielding or Sarah Sutton would play cricket?
I'm done.
Cricket is actually really interesting. I'm lying.
I don't think they let the ladies play cricket in the 20s.
They're sexist.
Is that Edwardian England?
Males.
I don't give a shit. Google it.
Did you still have a queen at that time, or was there a king?
I don't care. Google it.
Because it would have been the one before the one that was in World War II, I would think. Because the one after him was
the
one that...
You know tell the answer to that? Who? Fucking Google!
Is that part of Alphabet? This episode of Playing Doctor Podcast brought to you by
the word letter F for fuck.
By the way, in 1925, I don't think Google existed.
We're not
so the stock was pretty low.
Great.
The stock was low in 1925.
Yeah, no, there was no Google back then.
So we're not back then.
And we're trying to find the answer to that question. You would not be able to Google it.
No.
I'm just saying.
You know what? You would be able to answer that question because you're fucking there. You could just like pick up a newspaper.
Or pick up a cricket ball.
Tally ho, is there a king? What's his name?
Hip, hip, cheerio, fuck off.
The common British greeting that I get when I'm in London
is piss off.
It is.
Funny thing, you get that in America too.
I do get that in America.
Oh, I hate all
Did
of you.
Did you have a favorite moment? And
I don't think I had a particular favorite moment. You know, I'd have probably had to steal Ben's and just say it was when he was kind of wandering through the corridors, lost. Because it just seemed like a fun little adventure that he was on. Like a choose your own adventure.
Well, he was all
Turn to
alone.
Page 47 if you decide to open the closet and find a dead body.
He's the only doctor other than possibly Troughton that I picture just opening up a door and getting lost in a corridor and being like, oh, and he had like five scenes. He was, oh, darn, I didn't find it again. And he's like going up the corridor and he's like, not this way. I mean, but it wasn't even funny. He was just had his sad sack shoulders like in his stupid Harlequin costume on. He's like, you know, going around, clicking doors and finding dead bodies and blame for it and everything. I mean,
and then Scooby and Shaggy came out and were like, ghost! And it was.
And I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for the Charleston.
It would have been cooler if he got lost in the corridors and he found like a bunch of like sandwich meats and all the stuff that Scooby and Shaggy would normally find. He started making like a giant sandwich and he came out wearing the Harlequin costume with the giant sandwich and then they were like, he's murdered them all. He's like, oh, I was making a sandwich.
Yeah, zoinks. And you guys thought this was a good episode.
I enjoyed it.
And you think that would be better.
Well, that would be entertaining.
I would like to see that episode.
And it would, you know what else would have been cooler? Instead of like playing an authentic record on the record player, they should have had like Chic, you know, the Nile Rodgers band, playing like, you know, because like in the 70s they did this kind of they did like this kind of disco symphony thing where they were kind of going back to the old 20s, dun, 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 you know, with the symphony and everything.
Right.
They could have like a whole disco thing going on, and that would have been cool. And I'll bet you Adric would have. How do you pronounce his name?
Fucker.
I bet Adric. He would have danced if it was disco. I'm just
no,
saying.
He looks like a loser.
Probably would have danced if she was male.
I think you're right there.
You don't like Adric. I got it.
Wait, why are you correlating the fact with him being homosexual with me hating him?
I don't know.
Damn.
I'm just...
You're applying your own prejudices there, Ben?
No, I have never had a problem with Adric, so...
No, I'm
the only Ben at the table.
Ben.
I'll bet you that Matthew Waterhouse likes Chic, likes the band Chic.
And Sarah Sutton doing the Charleston.
Too Chic?
I don't. He doesn't like Sarah Sutton doing the Charleston.
Could we get the band Chic to
No, he doesn't like
Charleston. Nusa
doing the Charleston.
How about the Iron Chic?
He can do Chic, and I'll do the Charleston.
Can okay. we wrap this up yet?
So let's wrap
Is
up.
Is it time to go?
Let's go. Through. I think we've already got the
Maybe
final
Adrian
thoughts.
Needs to wrap up before he dances the Charleston.
In short, thumbs up on Black Orchid due to the choreography. Not so much Peter Davison's
not so much the actual episode
as the Fifth Doctor right. getting lost. In
I'm going. I will link in the show notes to proper bowling of cricket that matches for everyone.
That was the worst part. Can I say my worst part of the whole episode? Give me was the give cricket me, match. Oh,
I'm going to wow. Google women playing cricket and see what I get on YouTube.
So as we wrap up,
so I don't get to give my opinion on the episode.
No,
have an opinion. Yeah, give your opinion.
You this episode can suck the taintiest part of my gooch. Ah.
Mm. And that's why we have Ben on the show.
I'm glad they didn't film that scene.
It was in the bonus. It was on the DVD bonus footage.
What did I so, say? It was a DVD bonus.
I would like to apologize for saying that just now, but actually, no, I wouldn't. I hate this episode. It was
all right. So, tell us, CW, where can we find you online? Do you have anything to promote?
Yes, I have a website called Radio Cobalt where I have over 200 songs that I've written posted for free. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. Just come and listen to these.
And I have listened.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Good. Excellent.
It's nice stuff.
And please come to Regeneration Who that we'll be having every year henceforth in the March time frame. And we'll have many fun panels, some appropriate, now, some not as appropriate.
Did you have a doctor?
Are we going to have someone cheating the Charleston?
I'm just saying, if we happen to get Sarah Sutton or Janet Fielding as a guest.
Well, there was that moment with.
There would be questions.
There was that moment with Nicola Bryant in the bikini.
Yes.
You had to be there. You had to be there.
You had to be there.
Now, do you have, Ben, anything you would like to promote this week?
Yeah, I'd like to promote my website, fuckthisepisode.com.
Thank you, Ben.
No, in all seriousness, I want to promote the coverage that we're currently doing here at Intervention. It will all be archived on TowRadio.com. We are live streaming the entire convention, except for when, you know, we need to sleep. We are live broadcasting, and we're recording a bunch of stuff. I also want to give a shout-out to the guys over at PCU for letting me do my podcast, PCU Declassified, and my brothers Mansa and Mike on MBM Wrestling.
Right.
And if you can find me at Bob T. Goldfish on Twitter. And if you want the name behind that, you have to ask me.
Now, before we do our little outro, Jenny, I definitely think we should both thank Oni and James for having us here at Intervention yet again. It's the most awesome show of the year. 6 years running now that we've been here. We've had a blast every year.
Yes.
We have a blast.
Just a regular schmo who's here with a ticket and behind the table, and it's enjoyable. Anyway,
you like
every
it on
year.
Both sides of the table.
Yep.
And that's the one thing I don't like about this
phrasing.
Show. The one thing I don't like about this show is that because I'm working the show, I can't attend the show.
Where?
And so
I'm a guest of the convention. Where?
Well, no,
it's a lot of good panels that we would like to go see, but we can't.
There is an after hour thing sometimes when everything closed down where you can come and dance any kind of dance you would
the
like
Charleston,
to dance.
Up to and including the Charleston,
perhaps. And thank you for having me on this show.
Thank you for being here.
Great time.
And Ben, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you for pulling me out of the basement, you bastards.
Yep, you're welcome.
Now, if you don't mind, if you just go back toward the basement.
I ain't going. No.
Yes.
No.
All right, look, I'm going to set this bottle of Jack Daniels on the stairs.
Oh, okay.
And, all right, there you go.
See ya.
All right, so I'm Ben McCormick. You can find me online at Reality Amok.
And I'm Jenny, and you can find me on Twitter at Jenny_Z and on MouthyBroadcast.com.
And you can find all of our podcasts at the PlayingDoctorPodcast.com website.
Yep. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. please leave us a review and tell us what you think about the show.
Yeah, we love reading reviews on the air, so make sure you leave
especially
good ones.
The bad ones.
Yes. All right, so thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I like to watch Janet Fielding doing the Charleston, though.
Groan.